You're a daya now. Okay? And you're a daya.
Where are you holding so I'll know just in my own mind?
Well, I don't know. Do we have an extra copy?
Right here? No, I have to go on first.
No, but I'm saying, do we have an extra copy of the handout? Then you'll know where we're up to.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Perfect. What siman is it?
It's Siman Yud Beis. We started this, but we never got a chance to finish it. And we started Yud Gimel as well. So I want to see if we can make a Siman today on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel.
Nice. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you. So what's happening now? The Shochet is faced with an antagonist, right? An antagonist. So that's going to be the discussion in Siman Yud Gimel, correct? That's the Eid Echad, and the question is the word of the Eid Echad against the word of the Shochet.
Have a good rest of the day, Rabbi.
You too. So that's Sif Yud Gimel. We're going to go back now to Sif.
Wait a minute. What page are you on?
Yeah. I'm on page Mem Beis, but I think there's a printing mistake here. Okay. I put the Shulchan Aruch back. I think it should be Sif Yud Dalet here. I think there's a printing mistake.
Oh, in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the second piece is Sif Yud Dalet. All right, in any event, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to look at Sif Yud Gimel. And this is the halacha of Hamasla. You remember this? So what happened? After he shechted it, he had his eye, the Shulchan has eye on the meat, meaning he wanted to keep it for himself. But again, he works, let's say, you know, for a butcher or something. So he puts a seam on the Rosh HaKeves. We called it a red X. And therefore, when anyone could come along and want to buy this meat, he would tell him it's trefa. I put the red X on it. And then, after this testimony, he comes back and he tells us the whole thing was a gabla. And it was really kosher meat, and I just didn't want anyone to buy it, so I told him it was treif. So the Mechaber Paskins here at the beginning of Yoredeya, and he's going to repeat himself at the end of Yoredeya, that kevan shenasan amasal dvar of nema, that we believe the Shochet when he gives an explanation as to why he said what he said and he didn't mean it and don't take him seriously. Later on in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Nida, the Mechaber is going to have a similar halacha where a woman tells her husband she's a Nida and then she gives an Amasla, I only said it because I wasn't in the mood, etc., etc., and we believe her. So now we have halacha called Chazor. And this puts Eid Echad in a different category than Shnei Eidim. Because in the case of Shnei Eidim, two witnesses who testify, whether it be a capital case or a monetary case, they cannot give us any sort of amaslas. They cannot be believed to give us any sort of explanation why they said what they said, and we forgot, we got mixed up, it was a bluff, we did blah blah. None of that is going to cut water. Why? Because Kevan Shehigid Shuvei Nechoz Umaki. Comes along the Shev Shmaitita and he says that not everybody is going to agree with this Shulchan Aruch. And he claims that he has a raya from the Chachmei Provancia, these are the Rishonim, that in this case he would not be believed with an amasla. What did the Chachmei Provancia say? Did they say that an Eid Echad is not believed with an amasla? No. That's not what they said. That's what the Shev Shmaita claims they said. Meaning the Shev Shmaita wants to derive that. You know, you remember how the Gemara always says La Beferish Itmar. You remember that?
Yeah, La Beferish Itmar.
So this is La Beferish Itmar. What did the Chachmei Provancia say? A man says, I married off my daughter. And now he wants to claim that it was a bluff. And he gives us a whole song and dance. I didn't want this guy to be, you know, a suitor. And this suitor, they would bang down my doors. But my daughter is a very special girl, blah, blah, blah. Is Eino Neman, Lachzer Baal Yedei Amasla. The father cannot now give us a whole song and dance. He testified that his daughter was married off. She will not be able to be married without a get. It's quite serious. I don't want to use the word tragic, but quite serious. Zoktishev Shmaitita, this is his Mechlola Itmar, that according to the Chachmi Provancio, when the Shochet says that it's Asur, that's it, irretractable. Give all the Amasas in the world, it's not going to help. Doesn't make a dent. And why? Because the Chachmi Provancio say that the Amasa, the father, as to why he said that he married off his daughter is not acceptable. That means that even when one witness is testifying, and now the Shev Shmait understands that the father is like one witness that his daughter was married off, just he has an upgraded nemanus, correct?
Yeah.
Because the Torah is going to rely on his testimony, but nevertheless, there's no amasla. And if there's no amasla in the case of a father, there's no amasla in the case of the shochet, eidecha nebisurin. And the Chachmei Provence would argue against the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, we shouldn't be shocked, because that's common. You know, we have a tendency, especially in this base medrash, you know, you learn the Shulchan Aruch, and if the Ramban doesn't disagree, you assume it's the word of God from Har Sinai. You know, nobody could question the Shulchan Aruch. Little do we know that there were others who wrote a Shulchan Aruch, but unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your Ashkafa, they were beaten out by the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, there's a lot of opposition to the Shulchan Aruch too. It's interesting to read the history of it. But for example, Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, he wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. He just missed the boat because somehow the Rav Yosef Kar got to the printer first. But this is common, that the Achronim will prove to you that other Rishonim disagree with the Psak of the Mechaber. Okay. Now we have the Tshuvas Aran. The Tshuvas Aran is, shall we say, a mid position between the two polar extremes. Does our masla help in an eid echad situation? The answer is yes and no. Both are true. It depends. Says the Ran, where did this eid echad testify? Was it inside Beis Din or was it outside Beis Din? If it was inside Beis Din, then any yochalatzer val yidei amasla. But if it was outside of Beis Din, like the case of the Shochet, he didn't walk into Beis Din, nor the Isha Nida, in such a case, then there is Chazor Yidei Amasla. Which means that if you accept the Tshuvas Aran, you would accept the Shulchan Aruch, just that you would add a little bit of a footnote, of a histaigut. You would say, Baved Murim is when the Shochet testified outside of Beis Din, and Eidach and Ebisurin is even outside of Beis Din. Had he walked into Beis Din and clapped off in Tish and said in front of three Dayanim that this Shechita is apostle, Shechita, it's Treif, then Eidach Yochalaksim, according to the Ran, there would be no Amas.
Yeah.
So the status of Eid Echad vis-a-vis the Halach of Kevet Shehigin Shuvin and Chozer Magid in the Ran's favorite reference is very, very complex. Meaning before the Ran, if we take the Shulchan Aruch or if we take the Chachmi Provence, we have a clear-cut answer. Is there Kevet Shehigin or is there no Kevet Shehigin? And the answer is that according to the Mechaber, there's no Kevet Shehigin. According to the Chachmi Provence, there's Kevet Shehigin. Because whenever the Torah believes you as a witness, then the Torah goes all the way with that. You are like Shnei Edim and Kevin Shehigit. No Amasla. The middle point is going to be the Ran. The Ran is going to ask himself, would the Eid Echad have a din of Kevin Shehigit? And it all depends if it was in Beis Din or outside Beis Din.
So the Ran is the one who makes that differentiation between... Okay.
Right, we're going to build on this Ran later on in the next piece, which is Simon Yud Gimel. Okay, we're going to build a lot on this Ran in the Machlok Shin Marik and the Ritva, which we started yesterday. Now, strangely enough, the Shev Shmaitita supports the Mechaber's position based on the sugya of Isha, of Nida, which is a Gemara Ksuvis. And offhand, I don't know if that, if that sugya really proves anything, because again, that was a case of Chutz LeBezdin. But at least it would prove the position of the Mechaber against the Chachmei Provatz, meaning that there is such a thing as an Amasla with regard to Eidech and then Bisur. So the Torah believes an Isha to say Tmeani, but yet the Gemara establishes that she's also believed to say Amasla. I didn't really mean it. The whole thing was a gebluff. So we can now equate the case of an Isha who testifies Tmeani with the case of the Shochet who says Treif. And in both cases, we're going to apply the principle of Neman Ba Maslav. And in the case of Isha, that's explicit in the Gemara and Ksuvis. But by inference, we can apply it as the Shulchan Aruch did to the case of Eidech and then Bisurin and Shechita. Fine. Now this leads us to the Nesivus in the Chavas Das. And he says the following. Rav in Masechta Ksuvos told Shmuel, and Shmuel actually had this scenario, this case, where his wife told him that she was a nida. So Rav says that if she gives you the amasla, just resume your relationship. Shmuel said no go. Now, I just want to point out, as we said last time, it wasn't that Shmuel completely rejected Rav, but Shmuel vacillated back and forth. And he didn't know whether or not he should rely on Rav. So he was machmir. Just one second. Shmuel was machmir. He did not rely on the Amasla. Second. So why didn't Shmuel rely on the Amasla? So it could be, and we'll see if we can put this into the Chavas Das. The reason why Shmuel didn't rely on Amasla is because he thought that Rav's reliance on the Amasla was based on Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disur. What does that mean? She said that she was Tmeah. Well, that's Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Comes along Rav and he says, well, she gave an Amasla. Says Shmuel, that Amasla is meaningful in Shavya Nafshi because Shavya Nafshi is not based on objective Nemanus, but rather it's based on subjective Nemanus, which is called Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Imeya Ish. So if it emanates from the Nemanus of a person on himself, or in this case on herself, then she tells us the whole thing was a fabrication. So there's no Shavya Nafshi. Comes along Shmuel and he says, but here we have another problem. Forget about Shavya Nafshi. The Rav is correct. Shavya Nafshi and Amasla will work. So for example, if the Shochet would give an Amasla why he said it was treif, then as far as Adam Neman al Atzmo is concerned, Shavya Nafshi, for sure we could rely on Amasla. But Shmuel, nevertheless, was inhibited to go back to his wife. Why? Because he held that in addition to Shavya Nafshe, there's another halacha here, namely Eidech and Nem Bisurin. Let's take the Chachmei Provatz. The Chachmei Provatz said, based on the sugya of Av, who testifies about his daughter that what? That she was married off, that he married her off, that he's not believed with an Amasla. Why? Because the Torah relies on him as Eid Echad. So therefore, the case of Isurim, says Shmuel, if you would only judge Isurim for the perspective of Shavya Nafshi, there's no objective Nemanis, it's all subjective, then Eid Echinami, Amasla would certainly work, and Rav is correct. But we have another problem. That once there was a statement, in or out of Bezdin, that this is Isur, that this is Osir, and the Torah believes in Eid Echad to say it's Osir. At this point, we have Kevin Shehigin, and there is no Amasla. And in that sense, Shmuel is like the Chachmei Provatz. Why? Because if the Chachmi Provence equated Eidach and Nebisun to the case of the Av, Bikdushe Bito, and therefore says the Shev Shmaita according to the Chachmi Provence, just like in Av, Bikdushe Bito, there's no Nemonis of Amasla, so too, by virtue of the transmutive law, by virtue of the analogy, in the case of Eid Echad, since the Torah believes the Eid Echad, like the Torah believed the Father, there's no Amasla, we're going to apply Kevin Shehigid. If she says Tmeani, forget about Shaviyat Nafshi, the fact that in her mind, you know, she accepted an Isur. She made a statement. And Eid Echad then Bisurin. Ah, if Eid Echad then Bisurin is then Kevon Shehigit Shuveni Chozur Magid. Let's see if we can fit this into the Chabas. Das. Wait, just give me 1 second, Alan, I'll be right with you, because I just want to see if my mind is thinking lucidly. He says, "V'chein bir achavas das liyorde dehecha sha'adam neman midin shaviyat nafshi chaticha di sura lekuli alma." I think he's referring to Shmuel. Even Shmuel would agree that efshal lots of all yidei masla. V'lo nechleku rav uShmuel beisha shomer tmeani ela mishum dahasam lav midin the shaviyat nafshi. I would add the word greater. Or levad I seen in Alei ela af mi din eid echad nem bisurin, and therefore Shmuel said, okay. Now I'm talking. I don't know this part he doesn't say, but I think it's the langsuf. You know, this is what we should be saying here. Is that in the case of eid echad nem bisurin, we go beyond shaviyat nafshei, and there is no amasla, and that was Shmuel's shita. And that's basically what we saw in the Chachmi Provence. Yeah.
But why is he believed outside the basement? Why is it that he can't go back?
According to Shmuel?
Yeah.
Again, if you go with the Ran, you're 100% correct. If she didn't walk into Bezdin, so Amasla could work. But let's assume we accept the Chachmi Provancia even outside of Bezdin, which means that Eichad Bisurin is already a Nemonus and an Eidus, which the Torah relies on, and you don't need Bezdin. Again, that's a good Kasha. Why don't you need Bezdin? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that Kasha. But once you accept that premise, that Eid Echad Nem Bisurin is upgraded to the status of Eidus, because from the perspective of credibility or reliability, the Torah equates Eid Echad with what? With two Eidim. Yeah. So we're going to apply the principle of Kevin Shigit. There's no Amasla.
Well, maybe there's no din of Eidus altogether. Why does that call it Eidus?
Excellent. So that, Rabosai, is, I think, the overlap between this Simon and the next Simon. Because if you remember what we discussed in the next Simon, is that the Marik in the next Simon is going to say that if the Shochet is believed to say that he shechted properly, the Eid Echad who contradicts him, that's the adversary case, the antagonist case I call it, it's Ein Dvar Shel Echad B'Mokom Shnayim, which means that the Marik understood that when we accept Eid Echad, we accept him b'Toras Eidus. Do you remember that was the paragraph on page Mem Hey Dibra Maskal Aval Ritva? Oh, so what is it? The Marik is going to tell us that this is really cool. Mamish, I see Lashitoso here. This is such a beautiful connection, the overlap. I'm very excited about this. If we upgrade the nemonis of the Shochet from just some sort of quasi-nemonis situation to Eidus, then we can understand two things. One thing is works against the Shochet, so to speak, and the other works in favor of the Shochet. This is, again, it's not a paradox. It works against the Shochet because now Amasla is not going to be meaningful. If we accept the Eid Echad B'Toras Eidus, then there's no Amasla because Kevin Shehigit. But it works in favor of the Shochet in the case of an antagonist, somebody who comes to testify that name, Shochet Shelo Kehogen. Because now we're going to upgrade the Shochet to the status of two Eidim. And if we accept the B'Toras Eidus, which is the Shita of the Ritva, then we're going to say, Ein Dvar Shel Echad B'Mokom Shnayim.
Right.
So let me ask you, I'm just being pedagogic about it, I hope it's pedagogic. When we tell the Shochet that we're going to believe you like two Eidim, and we're going to accept your Nemonis as Eidus, is the Shochet smiling or is he frowning? Is he happy or is he sad?
He's sad.
It depends.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me that there's another aid who comes in and says, I know that this shechita is no good, then the shochet is smiling. He's, what's the word I'm going to look for? He's boasting, he's fawning, I don't know what the word is. Right? Because he's going to tell this guy, go fly a kite. Because the Torah believes me as two aidim. And aidim dorm shalechim v'akum shnayim. And that's what the Mechaber paskins in the next sif that we're up to. Shochet sheheidel of aid echad sheshochet shlo ka'ogen. For who, meaning Hashochet Makhisho, is Eid Echad Makhoshalav Klum. He even goes farther and he says that the Eid Echad himself is allowed to eat from the Shechit. I don't know, we'll get up to that. That's a different. Do you follow? So the Shochet is very excited about the fact that he's been upgraded to the status of Eidus. Now, no single person, again, if the two Eidim is something else, but no single person alone can contradict him and undermine his testimony. But on the other hand, he's got a frown on his face. Why? Because he never meant it to begin with. He was bluffing through his teeth. When he said it was treif, he only did it because he wanted to push away the buyers. Sorry, buddy. No amasa. Because Kevin Shehigit, you were accepted as Amos. Do you hear my point, Yosef? Yeah. Again, I only know this because of what we did yesterday. So it's, you know, you might be wondering, why am I going backwards instead of forwards? But I think that what we know today, based on what we know yesterday, will give us a whole new light on what's going on here in the question of Amasa. That's what I think is going on here. Oh, now we have another sugya, and that is that. Just one second. Wait, just give me a sec, because I want to know what my next move is. You know, in a chess game, you can't ask the guy, you know, any questions, because he's thinking, what's his next move? So he's totally focused here. So I just want to see, in this chess game, what's my next move? Just one second. Just want to think the name. Just one second. So if you go with the Chavas Das, and what are we going to say, that there's no din of Amasla according to Shmuel, because it's not a case of Shavya Nafshi, but rather it's a case of what? Yeah. Of Erechen and Visurin. And in Erechen and Visurin there's no such thing as an Amasla. And I'm going to line up the sheet of the Chavas Das in Shmuel with the sheet of the Chachmei Pravatsia. If that be the case, then everything is good. Everything's good. Shmuel's not going to rely on Amasla, and neither is, or are, I should say, the Chachmei Provence, because Eidech and Visurin is upgraded to the Torah's Eidus, correct? Kevin Shehigit. Oh, but now let's go with the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is going to say that what? That the Eidech and Visurin is believed with Ramasla. So it means that Erech and Visurim is only Nemanus. It doesn't have the status of two Eidim, because if it had the status of two Eidim, then they would not. We accepted his word b'tar as Eidus, then he would not be believed with Ramasla. So we're dealing with Nemanus. The same Nemanus you gave him to believe that the Shechita was Trefa, give him that same rope, give him that same leeway to be believed when I tell you that it wasn't Trefa. Somebody, I don't know if it was you, Yosef, who quoted Allah and Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir. That's a similar kind of Allah. So that's the Mechaber. But again, it's all predicated on one premise, namely that we're not going to upgrade the Eid Echad to the status of two Eidim. We're going to call it Nemanus. Now, if that be the case, why does the Mechaber tell us that the second Eid, the antagonist, is not believed? He testifies that it was a bad shechita. I mean, he has as much nemanus as the Shochet. Bishlem, if I would hold like the Chavas Das in Shmuel or the Chachmei Provancio and the Shev Shmaitito, then we're going to upgrade the status of Eid Echad and we're going to accept the Mitoras Eidus. Then I could understand why the Eid Echad who comes to contradict the Shochet is Ein Dvarav Shalechem V'mokom Shnayim. It's Eid Echad Bakhoshalav Klumu. That's according to their Shita, that the Eid Echad is believed b'toras Eidim. But if I'm going to go with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch here is already committed to the position that Eid Echad Nem Bisurin is only Nem Manus, and that's why he accepts Amasla. So why does he think that in a battle, in a confrontation between the Shulchan and the Eid Echad, the Shulchan wins? I can understand if he wins if you accept it in b'toras Eidus, and that's going to be the Sheet of the Ritva. But I can't understand I can't understand how he could be nemanus, and you give more nemanus than the Eid Echad. Could you imagine the Shochet he's a very fine fellow, the Shochet. I like him very much. But imagine the Eid Echad is a gigantic scholar. He's the Gadol Hador. Name. Ein Dvar Shalechet Bokum Shtayim. Azoi Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that Shochet Shehayet Olav Eid Echad, etc., etc., Lav Klumu, he doesn't tell you who this Eid Echad is. So I'm going to dramatize it. This Eid Echad is Moshe Rabbeinu himself. No. Ein Dvar Shalechet Bokum Shtayim. That doesn't make sense in Hilchas Nemanus. Why give less Nemanus to Moshe Rabbeinu than this wonderful Shochet? Again, he's a Shein Yid. Shein Yid. You know, but he's not Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where I got lost.
Isn't it possible? That's what I was going to ask you. Isn't it possible that the same person could hold the shita? You could hold both shitas. You could hold that there are times when you do it out there at Nemanus, and other times you do it out there.
Well, again, the Ran says it depends on bezit and not bezit. That's not yours. That's not what yours.
No. What I'm saying is here's the situation depends. If it's a situation that involves somebody else, the others, the kahal, so to speak, whether they ate basar that was nevela or not, depending on what the edus is or what the statement is, that's an idiot of edus for that, because it involves the kahal in that, so then it becomes an idiot.
But wait a second, Alan. If you're involving the kahal, wouldn't it be relevant to the kahal to know whether they can eat this piece of meat?
That's what I'm asking.
In both these cases, he's selling this piece of meat. In the first case, he said it was treif, and now he tells you I was just bluffing. Go buy the piece of meat and go eat it. And the mechaber says, you can go eat the meat. In the second case, he says you can eat this meat, and an eight echad says you can't eat this meat.
Yeah, but the first case,
I don't get it. In both cases, you're involving the public. I want to know whether I can eat this meat.
The first case, he said they can't eat the meat because they were
right. It's treif.
So therefore, he took it out of the public. It was only he was involved. When he then says I was bluffing, but he's still only telling you he's bluffing because he wants to keep it all. So therefore, it doesn't involve the public. It doesn't involve the public, so he's believing it.
No, wait, again, when he says it's treif, everybody's knocking on the door, they know it's a good piece, it's a good piece of rib steak, you know. Everybody wants it, and he says it's treif. I mean, okay. That's certainly relevant to the public. No, I want to know if I can eat it.
It's not relevant to the public in terms of Avera. He's not offering it to them. He's saying it's no good.
Alan, maybe you'll catch me on a better day, but I don't have a clue what you're talking about. If you might be saying something that even the Chef Schmeichel would kiss you for saying it. I don't know. But I don't begin to hear what you're talking about. Again, I think we have to come to grips with the following issue, and there are two nafkaminas. How do we view Eid Echad? Is it viewed as nemanus, or do we view it as Eidus?
That's what
I want to know. And there are two nafkaminas. Nafkaminas number one is going to be if there's a masla. Nafkaminas number two, is there Eid Echad against him? Is it Eid Echad Bakhoshalav Klum? In the case of Eidus, Eid Echad Bakhoshalav Klum. In the case of Eidus, there's no Amasla. What I find here is that if you accept all those premises, there's an inconsistency in the Shulchan Aruch that bothers me to no end. Because the Shulchan Aruch on the one is going to tell me that Eid Echad has a masla, and he's believed with it a masla, which means that Eid Echad is not Eidus, and there's no Kevin Shigin. And then he turns around and he applies the principle of Eid Echad Bakoshalav Klumu, which could only make sense if the Eid Echad is accepted by Torah's Eidus. That's where I couldn't, this is my Heora, you know, my Tzorchi and Gadol of Reb Kiveger, which again, I don't know if anybody asked this question, but I think it's a valid question. All right. Let's see this paragraph, Yesh La'ayin.
Isn't that what the Rav is trying to do in the next page, on the end of Mem Gimel?
Oh, yeah, he asks his Kasha, is this Stira?
I don't know. Between the Bir Rochacha and the.
So, you know what? Give me 5 minutes to catch up to you because I'm lagging behind a little bit.
Okay. But I didn't. I could be wrong. Don't worry.
No. It's just I don't remember that he asked this Kasha, but maybe he does. If he does, I'll be a happy camper because it bothers me to no end. Yeah. But let me just catch up with you. I'm up to the paragraph Yesh La'ayin, and he tells you the following. Why is it that Eid Echad is believed with an Amasla, and Shnei Edim could not be believed with an Amasla? In other words, he's going back to basics. The Shulchan Aruch says that Eid Echad is believed with an Amasla. Vanira, he says that there's a difference between two Edim and Eid Echad. I had a lot of trouble with this. He says something to the effect of Haggadah or no Haggadah. I don't know. The language here, I don't know, it doesn't sound like the Rav's language. But anyway, he says the following. Then in the case of Shnei Edim, we listen to the Divrehem. And if we listen to Divrehem, then they cannot undermine Divrehem. Even with an Amasla. Then he gets to Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, and he says the following, Ach, on the next page, Mem Gimel, second line, Ach le'inyan emonis Eid Echad, en adover ken, she'ikar be'Eid Echad, ha'ikar be'Eid Echad, eino etzem divrehem, ela ho'chacha haba mikoach divrehem. I think what he means here is Haggadah versus not Haggadah. Again, I apologize that I'm rewriting the text here. That's up to you. If you understand the text, then go ahead. Vakasha, I have no qualms here. I don't understand the text. What I think he's saying, or what he should be saying here, is that Eid Echad does not have a Torah's Haggadah. And the Halach of Kevin Shehigid, which excludes Amasla, only applies when there's Haggadah. So if you have two Eidim, the Torah says, right, Im lo yagid v'nos avod, you need Haggadah. In his language, he calls it Etzim Divrehem. And then the Torah says, Kevin Shehigin Shuv v'nechozu magid. But in the case of Eid Echad, we don't need a Haggadah. All we need is Halchacha. Oh, very good. Now I understand the next line. What happens if the Shochet shechs the animal, and I come in, and you know, I just look at the meat, and the shochet is there. I mean, I don't even have to ask him anything. You know, if he's there and the meat is there, he doesn't need a haggadah. There's no din of haggadah. That's what he says on the third line. Afilukshu shosek, and he quotes a shach to that effect, that the shochet did whatever he did. He knows what he knows. And I can eat from his shechita. I don't have to ask him, buddy, did you do a good shechita? There's no din of haggadah.
You don't need a hechsher on the wall, Kili. But you can trust the mashgiach that he shechted karoi, then you can trust the mashgiach and shechted karoi. Is that?
Again, Yechila, that's not how I'm understanding this. Now, again, you may be right and I'm wrong, but just telling you my understanding, my take on this is, do I have to hear a haggadah from him? Forget about it to that hechsher. What I mean to say is that he's telling me that it's kosher. I'm not asking why I believe him. That's your question. Does he have a Tudat Hechsher? I'm asking, does he have to tell me it's kosher? And the Rav says name, that the Shach says, even if he's shosek, I can eat the meat.
Because I know Shiodei Hechashchita Meshachat. Because I know
Hechashchita. But the point is that there's no din of Haggadah. Like, for example, if two Eidim would come into Bezdin and they want to tell you, here's the meat. But they can't get the words out of their mouth, that's not Eidus. You understand what I mean? They can mumble from now until doomsday. They can point their finger and they can use sign language. They can stand on their heads, but that's not Eidus. Eidus is a bezunder aloch of agod. I think that's what he means when he says etzim divrayim. And when do we have a principle of kevet shehigid? That's only when it's etzim divrayim, when it's aloch of agod. But in Eid Echad, where even Sikha should work, that's not a halacha of Haggadah, and therefore there's no Kevan Shehigit. That's what I think he's saying. Anyway, let's go on, because again, I want to get to the point that you have.
Because I think he's going to be troubled then, if you elevate them to Shtei Eidim, it's a steer to say that I can trust him based on the Birur, but I elevate them to the level of Shnei Eidim, which means Eidim Haggadah. So how do you...
Where are you elevating? In the next theme?
No, I think that the next paragraph is what he's basically... Oh. I think is going to be bothered by... The idea that...
Oh, good, excellent. Then I'm a happy camper. He says, "V'chein mucham et shapasak hamachaber shem heyid eidach b'shakuzu b'afneid mutu nagum b'yirat shatan shem amareg mishu d'kol mokash shemi." Oh, this is not good. Let's see. Oh, l'chorat tzarech in. Very good. L'chorat tzarech in. Okay, good. He's leading up to l'chorat tzarech in. L'chorat tzarech in. Yamayim ha-chashvin en-es ha-shokhi kishnayim v'lo eid ha-reya Ha'ed heid bitchi. Just one second. L'chora my machshavinas ha'shochet kishnayim.
The low
es ha'ed. Sharia eid heid bitchila el akoch etzoklam. The ha'ol v'ashochet nemar shitosev. Melgar shadun lo omar lona befeish. He's going back to shtika. I'm not happy camper. I'm not happy at all. Again, the word shtika. This is not good, Rav Osei. I'm not happy. He's saying that his shtika is a birur and alchacha sheshachat ka'oget.
Right.
So why don't believe the second aid? That's also bir of al-chok. The second aid says it was a non-starter.
He asked the question, but he never answered it. He asked it, but he never answered. Why the second aid?
No,
the other aid doesn't get the kistash of
shtayim. Again, the whole point of this paragraph is the following: if I grant you the following premise that the Eid Echad has the status of shnayim, how is it that Ein Dover Shekel B'Kshon, if the testimony of the second, of the, I call him the antagonist, came after the Shochet? And the answer is it didn't come after, because the Shochet needs only Shtika. But we're asking a much more fundamental question. This is beautiful. At the end of this question, he's going to say, you know, Vidok, you know, everything works out perfectly. I'm going to say at the end of this paragraph, it's Tzarchin, I don't understand it. Why? Because how can you have the chutzpah to say that this Eid Echad is Neman Kishnai, when we accept him only b'toras biru v'alchacha and not b'toras edus? If there's no toras edus here, then how can you tell me that the second aid is thrown out of court? Why should we throw him out? He has the same nemanis as the first one. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should he be believed less than the Shochet, with all due respect to the Shochet?
Because once you have two, you have somebody, you have an aid that's considered shtei aidim. Then the other one is coming as an Eid Echad.
Nochamo, but he's not considered as Shnei Eidim. He's only a Chacha. He's only a Birur. He's not Shnei Eidim. Again, that's
the
thing.
Rabbosai,
have we forgotten yesterday's Shia? Let's go over yesterday's Shia.
But the last line of the paragraph, he says in the verse, from high time in Echad HaShochet,
but I'm saying that he's undermining everything that we learned yesterday. Let's go a quick chazor. I know we have to dab minch in about a minute. Quick chazor on what we learned yesterday. What we learned yesterday is that the Ritva holds that the reason why we don't believe the second aid. Again, take a look at paragraph Mem Hei that starts Avol HaRitva, is because when we accepted the aid, we accepted it b'toras eidus.
Right, and there's only one.
Clearly, according to the Ritva, there would not be an Amasla, which again he's going to pick up later, but you remember the Shir of yesterday, that the whole reason why the Ritva says that what underlies the Psak of the Mechaber, that the second aid, or the first aid, whatever you want to call it, but the antagonist is not believed, is because unlike the Marik, who says that we accept Eid Echad as Nemanus, The Ritva says, no, we accept him as Eidus. And once we accept it as Eidus, the Torah gives him the status of two Eidim, and Ein Makom Shalech, and Makom Shnayim. The whole Psak of the Mechaber in this entire Simon that we did yesterday is predicated on one assumption, that Eichad Em Visurin is Eidus. It's not Nemonus, it's not Al-Chokha, it's not Biru. It has the special Gishpanka, the special status of Eidus, and that's why the second Eid is one against two. And call Malkum Shemina the Torah late Echad, Arekan Shnayim, when the Torah believes one aid. We spoke about Mises Abal yesterday, if you remember, and we said that no one could contradict that one single aid who testifies. And we said that the Rambam holds that one single aid has to be an aid kosher, because we're gonna upgrade him to the status of two aidim, and that's what the Torah means. And in the Dover Shabarva, we can accept one witness who says, Meis Bailech. And therefore the second testimony is not accepted against the Shochet, because the Shochet has a din of Eidus, and when he testifies we accept him as Eidus. How then can the Mechaber turn around and say that he's believed with an Amasla? Once you've accepted that he's an Eid and he's got Taurus Eidus, there is no Amasla. And that's exactly what the Chachmei Provence have to say over here. Why do they disagree with the Chachamim? I'm sorry, why did they disagree with the Psak of the Mechaber? Because the Chachmei Provence understood that if the Torah believes the Shochet and Arekan Shnayim, he has the status of two Eidim and Kevet Sheigit, Shuvenei Chozer Magid. Because what defines Eidus as separate from Isurim? Eidus means that there's Hagada, and once there's Hagada, there's no such thing as an Amasla. If you're talking about Nemonus, then this, you know, who us are, who he, you know, he told you a story that it was trade for that. He's telling you the whole thing was above a Misa.
Right.
So then we believe him. Says the Chachmei Tzarfa, the Chachmei Provence, we don't believe his Amasla. Says the Shev Shmaita, why don't believe his Amasla? Because he had Agada. And Eid Echad is considered like Shnei Eidim. And then we're going to apply the principle of Kevet Shehigid. If that be the case, then Amasla should be out. Oh, so you're going to tell me the Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept the din of the opinion of Chachmei Tzavan. The Shulchan Aruch never accepted this upgrading the Eid Echad to the status of two Eidim. Then I'm going to ask you, Rabbi Caro, why then in the next Sif do you tell me that the Eid Echad has to be thrown out of court because the Shulchan is believed like two Eidim? And the Rav says that why is he believed like two Eidim? Because we accepted his testimony, B'Toras Eidus. And that's how the Ritva justifies this halacha of we cannot accept the second aid. So I don't understand then, why is the Mechaber on the one hand accept the Ritva, and he tells you that we're not going to pay any attention to the second aid because we have already Eidus, Kishnayim, Emina Torah Kishnayim, and then the Mechaber is going to say that he's believed with an Amasla.
Did the Ritva explain why the antagonist doesn't get elevated to the status of two aidim as well?
Well, I don't know. No. He's saying that the Torah believes the first aid that comes into Bezdin. I mean, that was the Rav's pieces. Well, the Shochet didn't say anything, so why do we believe him like two aid? So he says because Shtika is enough.
No, but I'm saying, but what was talking about in the case when he accepted his Torah's aid and that's what he'd elevate the Shtayim? Why isn't the antagonist get elevated?
That's what I'm saying, because he came too late.
No, but in a regular court case, it's also saying two aid come in and another two get straight away.
Right, but I'm, well, no. Whenever the Torah believes one aid Kishnayim, it's because he came in first. You know, he chops that special status of Shnayim. Or alternatively, he has to do it biyado. Remember, we mentioned that Shochet is biyado, so he gets elevated to the status of two aid.
But that's not true of regular Shnayim in the country. Shnayim don't have a better status because he came first.
No.
Right. No, this has to do with Eid Echad, Nebisur.
The difference is that when he says it's an Eid, then it's